No, we mentioned it yesterday. It was tweeted by Kerry County Council. Got a big response. Lots of people wanting to know where and when and how they could avail of the mattress amnesty. That's right, an amnesty. Somewhere for you to get rid of that unwanted old spring-sprung mattress from the shed or under your bed or everywhere else you're storing it in and around your property. With me in the line to talk about this is Paul Neary, Acting Director of Environmental Services with Kerry County Council. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Kerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Paul, now, I know from time to time you would do different events at the Civic Community Centres and the landfill site at Weenham and Aon for people to get rid of things that are just kind of hard to get rid of or inconvenient to get rid of, whether it's toxic substances or paints or things that are storing up in people's sheds. This time you're going after mattresses.
That's correct, yeah. We get, I suppose, we put funding aside every year for anti-dumping initiatives, and this forms part of it. We ran a similar event in Killarney last year, and we collected over 780 mattresses, so it was very successful.
780 mattresses?
Indeed, they were collected at our event last year. So we're shifting the focus to Tralee this year, and we are collecting mattresses tomorrow, the 6th, and Thursday, the 7th, in the North Kerry landfill in Kielduff from 10 until 4. Now, the rules of engagement are the mattresses must be clean and dry, because we try and recover as much of the material as possible from the mattress, and two mattresses per vehicle, and it's for residential and householders only.
Right. So, you can't bring 14 mattresses from the hostel you just bought and turning it into a shop or something and try and get rid of it that way.
No, we're targeting, I suppose, genuine householders who have a couple of mattresses. You know, they are an awkward thing to get rid of, and I suppose they can be costly to go to landfill. And I suppose the advantage of the amnesty is that it's not going to landfill. We're trying to recover as much as possible. The springs go to, you know, the springs can be recovered, and some of the packing can be recovered as well, and companies will use them. So it's a win-win. It's free for the customer, and we're able to reuse a lot of material, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I looked, 780 in Killarney. Would you be expecting a similar amount or maybe more from the 2 days in Tralee?
Well, hopefully, the more the merrier. Again, it was very popular in Killarney, and you know, again, the greater Tralee area is well populated. So yeah, we're hopeful that that it will be as successful. As I said, we run these kind of initiatives out of money we put set aside. No, unfortunately, we get grant money for anti-dumping initiative, but unfortunately we have to spend a share of it getting, you know, tidying up places where there's fly tipping and that type of stuff. So, you know, it just means less money for these type of events, but these type of events are very popular and they're really the ones we want to run, you know.
Yeah, and is this part of that idea to stop the mattresses ending up thrown over a ditch somewhere in the countryside?
Well, absolutely, and even, you know, 100% on that one, and even going to landfill. This, as I said, there's recovery involved in this operation, so that's how they go. And I suppose, look, recently the waste management plan for the circular economy was published, and it's all about reuse and how we can, you know, recover materials from waste and from people themselves reusing material or repairing and all that. So this is part of that as well. That we can reuse.
You're not going to take all these and just put them in a truck and send them off to an incinerator. You're going to be trying to reuse as much of the material as possible.
Absolutely, that's the plan. And so as I said, it's a win-win. It's a win for the householder. There's a place they can bring their used mattress for free. And again, we can try and recycle as much of the material as possible.
Yeah, you have two mattresses per vehicle. And clean and dry, is that within reason in terms of the age of these mattresses, Paul? If you bring along a wet mattress, you won't be able to accept it.
No, but as I said, it's part of the reusability of the materials. So it's, you know, at that stage it's probably more of a waste material, so, or has to go to landfill. So this is for clean dry mattresses that we can will accept, and as I said, we can reuse great, you know, elements of it. As I said, the springs and the packing and stuff like that, can there's companies who are willing to accept that for reuse, which is a positive, you know.
And look, 10 to 4, and it's the North Kerry landfill site, the old one at Weenham and Land, which isn't used for landfill anymore. Obviously, it's been closed for a number of years.
That's correct. Yeah. So again, and it's an easy site to access, so there should be no problem. Come along anytime. There'll be people there to help you and take maps off your trailers or out of your cars. So, as I said, it's a really good initiative. As I said, it was very positive last year in Killarney, so we're really looking forward to it being equally as positive and successful in Tralee this year.
Yeah, and look, from that, then I know we're going to get questions. You probably have them in already, Paul. When are you going to do it in South Kerry? Are there any plans to do similar events elsewhere in the county?
Well, hopefully next year again, when we, as I said, we get about 100 grand a year from the department and we put money, again, out of our own budget aside for these kind of initiatives. As I said, unfortunately, we've quite, you know, some of this money goes towards cleaning up fly tipping. Yeah. And, you know, we would much prefer to spend this money on events like this. So, yeah, look, we're for next year's programme, we'll be looking, like, we had Killarney last year, Tralee this year. So we'll be looking for other locations where people can come to, you know.
Yeah, and from that, how is the battle going overall in terms of getting people to do the right thing, responsible thing, the battle against fly tipping, the battle to try and get people to responsibly dispose of their waste, Paul?
Well, yeah. Again, it's a continuous battle. We have our own enforcement officers and litter officers on the ground. Trying to stop littering, including dog fouling as well. It's a challenge. There's no two ways about it. As I said, there's a new waste management plan that was out to public consultation during the summer, which is looking at, you know, I suppose incentivising reuse and trying to get people to reduce their waste. Bringing waste to landfill consistently is not a solution anymore. We need to see how we can reduce our own waste, reuse as much as possible. There's procedures on, you know, CCTV being that was out of public consultation as well recently.
Yeah.
So look,
and drone technology as well, as you try and clamp down on all of that.
So yeah, so look, we have to see what the policy on that will be in due course, as well as GDPR and issues like that. But look, we're using all the, I suppose, everything at our disposal to try and cut down on the amount of fly tipping and illegal waste, you know. So, But it's a continuous, I suppose, a continuous battle,
sure.
You know.
Final question, a listener wants to know, do you accept bed bases as part of this, or is that something separate?
That's something separate, yeah. This is just purely the mattress only. So, no, we don't accept bed bases. I suppose bed bases might have their own reuse
possibilities.
Purposes. We don't accept them under this amnesty, no.
It's a mattress amnesty, not a bed base amnesty. Okay, Paul, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that. Good luck with it. And you might let us know how many you collect. It'd be interesting to see how many are out there at the end.
And look, thanks for the opportunity for highlighting it as well.
No
thanks,
problem.
Sorry.
There you go. That's Paul Neary there of Kerry County Council, Director of Services, Environmental Services, Acting Director of Environmental Services, Kerry County Council, about that. Muinamanan, Kilduff, tomorrow, 10 to 4 p.m. Get rid of your mattresses. Have to have them clean and dry.